The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything.
It's Farrell on the bench in the biggest way possible. No Scotty tonight. Final night of the week. As Scotty's been off all week long, and I've been here with you. Mike Carver, Carver High, in for Scotty. Scotty back on Monday. Back from vacation. It's been a fun week. Bench, coast to coast, the whole deal. Had Dane hanging with me on the TV side. First couple nights this week, we had Mafia hanging. And we've been solo the last couple nights. Not completely solo, because my man Christian Burgoyne has been doing an outstanding job taking care of business as well. We got you for the next couple of hours. Usual Friday night here on the bench. We will take you through all of the night's action, including this college football game going on right now. Virginia Tech and Boston College. And geez, I mean, this game right here, this is why they invented gambling. For this football game. Because it is absolutely unwatchable. I mean, this is ugly. 17-3. Boston College leads Virginia Tech very early in the fourth quarter. Vatech closed, I think, is 1-point favorite as Jerkovic, the Boston College quarterback who hasn't played since week two, appeared out of the tunnel tonight, warmed up and played, which moved the line down a couple of points. And the Hokies lost their quarterback, Burmeister, on the first series of the game. This kid that they brought in has been absolutely disgusting. I think that's the first pass he just completed right now, getting it across midfield. It really does boggle your mind that Power 5 college football teams don't have, you know, like a couple of quarterbacks that can play. Like, they brought this kid in. I've forgotten his name already. I got so sick of looking at him. He's awful. Like, can you imagine somebody recruited this kid? Like, I get it. He probably hasn't played much yet, but like, this kid had to be good in high school, right? To get recruited by a Power 5 team, Virginia Tech. He stinks. He can't complete a pass. Give you an idea who we like tonight? You think we like Virginia Tech down 17-3 in the fourth quarter? Yeah, you could probably figure that out right now. We have another game coming up soon. Utah taking on Stanford in Palo Alto. You talk about line movement. Yesterday, this was 7.5. Half an hour to kick off here, about 20 minutes, up to 11.5. Utah now the favorite in against the Stanford Cardinal. I liked the Cardinal over a touchdown. I'm just going to wait this out a little bit more. Maybe they'll give me 12. Maybe we'll get to 12 before this thing kicks off. I just think it's a lot of points. A lot of points in this game between Utah and Stanford tonight. Utah not as good a team on the road. We will keep our eye on that as well. Going on tonight, a lot of NBA, some very interesting games as the Knicks were down 15-plus in the first half in Milwaukee against the Bucks, And they have absolutely turned that game around in a big way. Knicks right now might have just gone final. Let me just get this out for you here. Yes, gone final. 113-98. The Knicks beat the Bucks in Milwaukee. And Vatek actually down to the 10-yard line. You see, this is what we needed. We needed the bench to start so that I can get on here, start killing the Virginia Tech quarterback, and then he starts completing some passes. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Pharrell on the bench on a pain-free Friday night. Carver High in for Scotty. He's back on Monday right here on Sports Grid Radio. We are watching all of the action tonight. We have two college football games, one in the fourth quarter, one kicking off in about 20 minutes. As Virginia Tech, for the first time all night, is in the red zone, looking to punch this in against Boston College and make it a one-score game. And, of course, they take a false start penalty. Nice job. We've got Utah and Stanford coming up in a little bit, too. So the Bucks had a 38-19 lead after the first quarter against the Knicks tonight in Milwaukee, and the Knicks never looked back after that. 113-98, they win outright. Julius Randle with 32. Good night for him for the Knicks. Excellent win. The Nets had to hold on in Detroit. Had an early league big. The Pistons came back, and the Nets had to make a couple of shots at the in the final minute. I saw one by Kevin Durant. That was kind of the dagger for the Nets. So 96-90, they get a win on the road in Detroit. He almost threw a pick in the end zone. This kid stinks, man. Stinks. Spurs beat the Magic 102-89 in Orlando. The Wizards beat the Grizzlies 115-87. How about my Cavaliers coming from behind, winning in Toronto 102-101? The Cavs, man, they have to be the feel-good story of the early NBA season. A 6-4 team now, the Cleveland Cavaliers. Made some interesting moves in the offseason. Drafted Mobley, of course, third overall. He's been great. Nice job by the Cavs as they continue to win games. Come from behind. Getting points every night, too. What is this? This is not good. As I see a Boston College player running 90 yards untouched into the end zone. There is a flag on the field. Of course, we're doing the show. We're not completely paying attention. We keep looking over at the TV every few seconds. Fuente's sitting there. He's puzzled. He has no idea what's happening. Let's see if this call completely screws us here tonight. Let's see if we can get the nail in the coffin for Virginia Tech. We will let you know what happens when we come back. I mean, he's down either way. From on the bench, Carver High, in for Scotty tonight, right here on Sports Grid Radio. All the live action. We're going to do all the NFL for this weekend. Joe Lisi later with all the college. A lot to do. From on the bench gets going on the grid right after this. And we are back. Pharrell on the bench. Carver High in for Scotty here on a pain-free Friday. We finish off the week here on Sports Grid Radio. For your SiriusXM listeners, we're up the dial, baby. Good to have you, Channel 159. So they gave Boston College the ball. This will effectively end the football game. Virginia Tech was going in. The referee overturned the guy's knee being down. Now, that was when I said before that the guy was running 90 yards down the field. They did not allow that. They gave him the ball at the spot where the recovery was. So they're way back on their own 15-yard line, Boston College. But it's all the same. This game's over. Virginia Tech was going in. Unless Jurkovic wants to fumble here, he spins away. Oh, my God. What defense by Vatek. Basically had 9 chances to take this kid down behind the line of scrimmage. They don't allow it to happen. He dances through everybody and picks up the first down. The Hokies stink. Should fire Fuente after this game tonight. We'll gas Lisi up later. He can't stand this guy, Justin Fuentes, the Virginia Tech head coach. We'll gas Joe up with him. Although I know Joe was on Boston College. Look at this guy. One guy missed tackle, 2 missed tackles, 3 missed tackles. Jukes a guy. Ugh. Jurkovic, the Boston College quarterback, making things happen. He's done absolutely nothing through the air. Everything has been on with his legs. And now he completes a big pass down to the 40. This game is over, baby. Boston College about to put the nail in the coffin here on Vatek. What a shame. What a shame. Hokies did not come to play tonight. All right, let's go back to seeing what's going on in the NBA. We gave you the finals. Let's see what's going on in-game right now. Try to find ourselves something to happen. The Clippers lead the T-Wolves 97-76. About 6 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter in Minnesota in that one. The Pelicans and the Warriors are just underway in Golden State. 1 minute in, 2-0. How about that? Flag on Virginia Tech. I guess they're going to unsportsmanlike conduct. That's probably after the play. So that big play is going to stand, I would have to guess. I'm sure they won't. Yeah, there you go. A little taunting penalty. Taunting penalty on Boston College. Trailblazers and Pacers underway in Portland. 6-0 Blazers out of the gate there. The Kings have a 13-8 lead on the Hornets very early in Sacramento tonight. So it'll be 1st and 10 for BC. They back them up 15. They're back on the other side of the 50, but they're at midfield. 9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Vatek, who's had trouble moving the football all night, really needs to stop. And then it'll take them years just to score. They might not even score tonight. They're going to be stuck on three, is what it is. Kings -4.5 live against the Hornets. The Blazers -6.5 live against the Pacers right now, up 6-0. And the Pelicans have a quick 8-4 lead on the Warriors. Warriors -7.5 is your live number there. Hockey, we have live going on tonight as well. In fact, every game's still going. One game is yet to face off. The Jets lead the Blackhawks 4-1 in Winnipeg. That is midway through the third period. Jets -3.5 if you want to play the puck line live, +182. You think they'll score another one. Rangers and Oilers now tied at 1. The Rangers came out and scored an early goal. It was a good time to jump on the Oilers if you wanted to. Now it's back to around the pregame -170. Rangers +132 there. Total 6.5. Predators are in Vancouver tonight. Scoreless. Just about 5 minutes in. Nothing going on there so far in terms of change of line. And the Ducks already have a 1-0 lead on the Desert Dogs, the Coyotes, at the Duck Pond in Anaheim. -390. Jeez. I mean, it's a 1-0 game, and you get the Coyotes +280 here. There's a lifetime left in it. But the Ducks are not a good enough team to be laying -390, even though they got a 1-0 lead. That's a tough scene right there. That's all I'm going to think about that one as we sit here for the next minute or two. The Devils and the Kings are at Staples Center tonight in Los Angeles. Kings -118, Devils -104. That's about a 10:35 p.m. Eastern kick. So the Virginia Tech defense gets a stop after the dopey on sportsmanlike conduct penalty on Boston College. They will punt this away. But the clock is ticking. There's 7.5 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter, and the Vatek offense has done nothing tonight. The last drive was their best of the game, and they fumbled it away at the 15. So I don't really have much faith in them here to get things done. What are we looking at from a live perspective? BC -14.5, which obviously there is, you know, you're expecting them to score again. You can get Virginia Tech down 14, +14.5, but you're going to pay for it, -240. Total 26.5 with 20 on the board. I don't think anybody else is scoring in this game, to be quite honest with you. I think this might end 17-3. 26.5 is the total, under to +106. Yeah, I mean, I'd like to play it, to be quite honest with you. I don't think anybody's scoring. I don't think anybody's going to score in this game. Under 26.5, I think we might have to go with that. We might have to get involved here. This game has just been misery. I could just see Virginia Tech once again not scoring, stalling out. Boston College killing clock. This is a good underspot. 26.5. For Virginia Tech and Boston College right now. And we are a few minutes away from Utah and Stanford in Palo Alto, which is now down back to 11. Gone from 7.5 to 11.5, back down to 11. We did get the Cardinal at the 11 spot. Once I saw it come back down another half, I said, that's enough for me. I don't want it to go any lower. So we have Stanford at 11 coming up here at the bottom of the hour. We'll keep our eye on that. We'll have Joe Lisi in hour number two. We will go through all of the college football with Joe. You're actually going to get like almost like a mini two-segment version of the show that we do on Sports Grid Radio in the afternoon from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern, which is College Football Full Circle. Joan hosts that along with me, and we will blow through all the games in the final 30 minutes of this program. So please stick around for that. I will go through, when we come back from the break, I'll go through all the, start going through all the NFL for this week. Week 9 in the NFL, where there was a lot of, I guess, off-the-field stuff today. Good day for, you know, Aaron Rodgers in the city of Green Bay. Jeez. Aaron had a lot to say on the Pat McAfee show. If you want to check that out, it's going to be on Sports Grid TV tonight at midnight. You check out the whole interview between Pat and Aaron, where Aaron Rodgers basically told his side of the story. Which, hey, I'm not getting into a political debate. You know, there's some things he probably said that are going to make a lot of people not like Aaron Rodgers anymore. Here's the main thing in the space that we're in. You know, this will pass, and next Sunday when he's allowed to come back, he'll be back throwing touchdown passes against the Seattle Seahawks at Lambeau Field. And this stuff will, you know, it's going to go away. That's kind of how it happens. Everybody's going to be mad right now. Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to get vaccinated. Green Bay fans will be cheering him when he's throwing touchdown passes for the Seattle Seahawks next Sunday. That's how it goes. But he will not be there when they are in Arrowhead to take on the Chiefs, where Jordan Love will get the ball. And when we come back, we'll talk about him. Odell Beckham Jr., gone. He gone out of Cleveland. That didn't last very long, did it? Oh, Odell's going to be different now, going to Cleveland. And I don't think I could completely blame Beckham here for what's gone on. You know, the Browns are always the Browns. Even though they got some shiny new toys the last couple of years, the end of the day, they're still the Browns. And weird things happen to them, and now Beckham out. Somebody's going to claim him on Monday, or maybe not. They could be setting this up to where he does get to pick where he wants to go. We'll talk about it. Pharrell on the bench, Carver High in for Scotty, right here, Sports Grid Radio. Start diving into NFL Week 9 when we come back on the grid right after this. Pharrell on the bench. Carver High in for Scotty here. A pain-free Friday night. So we finish off the week. Been fun hanging with you. While Scotty's been on vacation, he will be back on Monday. Coast to coast and the bench here for you. Virginia Tech got the football back. Did absolutely nothing with it. The one play that they actually did gain a couple of yards got called back on a penalty. So if you did jump in on that under 26.5, you're probably going to be in good shape. There's under 5 minutes to go. They just punted. You know, you're down 17-3. There's under 5 minutes in the game. You might as well just wave the white flag and kick it away, which is what Virginia Tech did. And, man, I wouldn't even let Fuentes go back to the office when he gets back to the Blacksburg campus. Just, here you go, coach. Here's your stuff. We boxed it up for you. Get on out of here. Imagine losing this game. I don't care that he lost his quarterback in the first quarter. You're Virginia Tech. You don't have a capable backup. I mean, do these guys recruit anybody? Do they go watch these kids? Kid can't play. You have him in the game. Can't complete a pass. It really is sick. Absolutely sick. Let's get into the NFL because we're going to do all the college in the second hour when Lisey jumps on with us. So we'll do a little NFL now. Week number 9, of course, last night you were with us during the Jet-Colt game. That gave everybody holding Colt tickets a heart attack. That was not fun. We don't want to go through that again. So let's try to get some things going this weekend. First off, we'll do them in order. The Texans are in Miami against Flipper and the Dolphins. This game opened 7.5 earlier in the week. Then Tyrod Taylor, it was announced, was going to play. He has not played since week 1 for Houston. He got injured in that game, the only game that they won this year. And Davis Mills has been carrying the mail, doing an awful job of it. He's now out. Tyrod Taylor back in. Everybody on the Houston Texans. 75% tickets, 75% money. Down to 5.5. A lot of action on the over as well. in this game, which right now the total sitting at 46. I actually could see that because sometimes when you get two awful teams together, Scotty talks about this a lot, you get two awful teams, sometimes they end up scoring a ton of points. And that could be the case with Tyrod playing. Tua seems to be healthy. I lean to the Texans here, but it does bother me that it seems like everybody's on them. And that's probably going to take me off of them. So I might lean more towards the Dolphins. Maybe they'll even go down another point for me here. Get me down to 4.5. Even better. So I think Miami might be the play now. A little bit too much public action on the Houston Texans for me. That over does sound good, though, at 46. Could be some fireworks between the Texans and the Dolphins down at Hard Rock on Sunday. Denver visits the Cowboys. Jerry's World. Dak Prescott looks like a full go. His receivers, that's a whole nother story. As Adam Kaplan was telling me today on Coast to Coast, CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper both dealing with some nagging injuries. We will see what the status is for both of them on Sunday. If he has his full arsenal of weapons at his disposal, and he's got all his receivers, and of course he's got Zeke Elliott, he's not going to have, of course, Tyron Smith as left tackle. I don't think that matters too much. The Broncos, there's this like overrated idea out there that the Broncos have a good defense. They don't. It's not that good. I think the Cowboys, I just don't see how the Broncos are going to keep up with them. The Cowboys are going to score points. When those guys are in the game, when they have their full offense, they score. Go look. I mean, it's just, when they do lose, it's good, you know, their defense doesn't get the job done. And their defense is much improved. We've seen that, especially last Sunday night in Minnesota when they had to start Cooper Rush. And their defense played great against Kirk Cousins and the Vikings. -9.5 right now for the Cowboys, total 48.5. I'm with the star here. Everybody is with the star. It's actually kind of evened out a little bit. Now 59%, 51% for Dallas. But this thing has now moved back down to 9.5. Saw some 10s for a little while yesterday. But I think it's just, this is more playing against Denver than it is playing for Dallas. I've talked all year. You guys have heard me. I think the Broncos stink. I think they're lucky they played three awful teams to start the year. That got Vic Fangio a couple wins. He's going to be out the door when the season's over because they're not even going to finish 500. So give me the Cowboys -9.5 at home. And maybe some points, you know, 48.5. You see, I just don't know if Denver will help the cause. That's why I wouldn't really go near the total in this game. I don't know if Denver will score. Man, a lot of action on the over, too. 66%, 98%. But that for the total, it's still early. A lot of that stuff comes in Saturday night, Sunday morning. So it's hard on Friday to get a good gauge with the tickets, especially on a total. But Cowboys all the way for me, -9.5 in that game. Vikings in Baltimore against the Ravens. The Vikings were embarrassing on Sunday night. They had the Cowboys in their place. They had Cooper Rush starting, coming off a couple of nice performances. And as usual, Kirk Cousins disappears in a big spot. He was dreadful, dreadful in that game against the Cowboys. And it seems to always be the same story with Minnesota. If you want to back them in some random 1 o'clock Sunday game, like earlier this year, like they're playing Carolina, nobody cares type of game. You look at the game, like you're watching the games that matter, and then like, you know, in like the witching hour, you know, like 3:30, 4 o'clock, you look at it, you're going, oh man, like look at the Vikings. They got, you know, they're 38-35 with the Panthers. Look at all these points they're scoring. And then you actually get to watch them in a primetime game, and they suck. It's amazing how it goes. So now they're going to go to Baltimore. Ravens coming off a bye. -6 for them. Total's 50.5. This will be a game where the Vikings will give you some effort. Coming off the miserable performance on Sunday night, they'll go into Baltimore. They won't win the game, but they'll probably lose by 3 or something like that, 3 or 4, and they'll cover this 6. Because that's just the way the Vikings work. They love to screw you. See, everybody this week is going to go, man, the Vikings, they were so bad on Sunday night. Forget them. I want nothing to do with them. Look at this, 70% Baltimore tickets, 92% of the money. Everybody's on the Ravens. Why? Because everybody got to watch the Vikings, see how bad they were in prime time. And so you get a little bit of an overreaction line here. I don't think the Vikings are very good. But they have this way in some of these games of showing up in games where you don't expect them to and completely falling on their faces in the games where you do expect them to, like when Cooper Rush comes to the building. I like the Vikings plus the 6 against the Ravens on Sunday. I do think the Ravens will win the game, but I think it's a lot of points. We're going to go Vikings. And the total is very high. Adam Kaplan, actually, you usually don't get too many picks from Adam. But he'll throw you a little nugget. And like he'll give you a line where he's just like, I don't know what the total is in that game, but I'd probably play it to the over. There's going to be a lot of points there. He gave you one of those with the Vikings and the Ravens today on Coast to Coast. I told him 50 and a half. He goes, yeah, I'd probably play the over in that game. This is the kind of game, just kind of wild, like 33-30 type of game. And the Ravens end up winning it. Vikings will cover. Carolina hosting New England on Sunday. Everybody, and I mean everybody, is on the New England Patriots. I've seen a couple places already get this up to 4. Still a 3.5 at a lot in most shops. But up to 4 in a few. Public pounding the Patriots in Carolina. We still don't know if Sam Darnold is definitely playing. Not that, I mean, it matters. He's been awful against Bill Belichick defenses when he was with the Jets. And he ain't that much better, as you've seen the last few weeks. They tried to sell you when they were 3-0. Look at Sam Darnold. Look at him go. He's, you know, he's so much better. It was the Jets. No, it wasn't the Jets. He's not that good. Not that good. In fact, if I was Matt Rhule, I'd almost want to play P.J. Walker on Sunday. Give Bill a different look, because he's seen plenty of Sam Darnold, and he knows what to do with him. Might get McCaffrey back too. Doesn't sound like he's a full 100% go. Sounds like he's going to be on a little bit of a pitch count. If the whole world wasn't on the Patriots, I'd probably be on them too. I actually like the over in this game more than a side. It's 41, pretty low. I mean, we've seen the Patriots play for a team that everybody, you know, talks about their defense and how great it is. The Patriots have played some games where there's been some points on the board. They've, like, actually started to score a little bit. You know, you look at this total of 41. Look at these last few weeks. I mean, 27-24, 54-13, 35-29, 25-22. All these games would go over this total. These are the last few weeks for the Patriots. These are all the games. Yeah. Now Carolina, they're another story. They don't score much. They do not score much. But I think the Patriot D is a little overrated. A little bit. That 3.5 is interesting. This thing gets to 4, 4.5. I think you could probably pull me in on the Panthers. But everybody's looking at basically a wrecking ball for the New England Patriots coming up here on Sunday. As predicted, Boston College is absolutely chewing away the clock in this football game. 17-3, 2 minutes left to go. That under 26.5 should be good as long as they don't do something stupid and bust one here to the end zone. We should be able to get this under in game of 26.5 between BC and Virginia Tech. What an awful football game this has been. All right, Pharrell on the bench, Carver High in for Scotty here on Sports Grid Radio. We'll come back. More Week 9 games. Take another look around the NBA and see how it ended here between Boston College and Votech. We keep rolling on the grid right after this. And we are back. Fro on the bench. Carver High in for Scotty. Pain-free Friday night. Scotty will be back on Monday right here on Sports Grid Radio. Good to have you with us. It is a final in Chestnut Hill. We at least got something right in that game. Thank God we jumped in there with a couple minutes left on that under 26.5. Nobody else scored. 17-3, the final. I've watched a lot of college football this year. There's no doubt. I've watched a lot of college football for a long time. I've obviously watched a lot more college football this year, doing the show every day with Lisi, college football full circle. So I've seen a lot of games that in the past I probably wouldn't have hung around for as long. That Boston College Virginia Tech game was definitely probably the worst game I've watched all year. I mean, I'm trying to think in my brain right now if there was a worse game. Maybe the Fresno State UConn game opening week, that 45, but at least like Fresno State like scored and ran it up and they actually had some offensive plays. Like, that was absolutely sick to watch offensively. It just completely bored you. It's the reason why they gamble. Because, like, in that game, like, you would have no getting involved on that 26.5 under. It's like the greatest thing that ever happened to me. It really is, because it actually made that game watchable. My TV wasn't going to blow up. That's how bad the football game was. So we move away from that. We are now on to the West Coast. Pac-12 after dark, Friday night style, for Utah and Stanford. The line movement in this game in the last 24 hours was bananas. Yesterday afternoon, it was Utah -7.5 road favorites. Yesterday afternoon. This morning, it had gotten to 8.5. Afternoon, 9.5. I checked about, when we started the show 40 minutes ago? 11.5. Starts going back down. Got down to 10.5 right before kick. So, a lot of movement in the last 24 hours in this game. We've talked about this. Utah not as good on the road as they are at home. Very good home team. They've had their issues on the road this year. Aside from a win at USC at the LA Coliseum, they have lost in a lot of spots. Lost at BYU. Lost at San Diego State. Lost at Oregon State. Stanford, on the other hand, is one of the most Jekyll and Hyde teams in all of college football. There are weeks where you're like, wow, you know, Stanford, they're a lot better than I thought. Then there are weeks where you go, yeah, Stanford, they're as bad as I thought. We don't know which team you're going to get tonight. So we tried to get the best of the line, which I think that we did at 11. You know, we did miss 11.5. That was the most I saw. Went back 5 minutes later, was 11. But it was better than me playing it yesterday. Sometimes that's why sometimes it is good to wait. Because I kind of liked it at 7.5 yesterday. I was like, maybe I'll get a little more. Ended up getting 11. Now let's just hope that they don't get their doors blown off at home by Utah. Let's get a little effort like they did against USC or like they did against Oregon. We need one of those nights from the Stanford Cardinal as Utah already at the 35-yard line. Minute and a half in. Utah on the move. This could be a long couple hours here with some Pac-12 after dark. A long couple hours. Oh, the tree. I can't stand Stanford either. It's like it's almost dirty for me to be on them. The tree. The mascot's a tree. Get serious. So we'll see what's happening there. NBA right now. Let's quickly just jump back, give you some live action on the NBA. Kings just completely taking it to the Hornets, 46-22 right now in Sacramento. You get the Hornets at 16.5 right now. You'd think they should have a run in them at some point. 17.5 it just ticked up to. The Pacers also getting whacked. East Coast teams not doing so well in the West tonight. Blazers up 40-28. That game midway through the second quarter. Grab the Pacers at 12.5 live if you are so inclined. The Warriors hit 8 threes in the first quarter, I saw. 43-33. They lead the Pelicans. -13.5 live. So that is your three NBA games going on right now. NHL. The Jets did end up getting another goal. They beat the Blackhawks 5-1. The Rangers have exploded for 3 in the second. They now lead Edmonton 4-1 up in Alberta. How about the Rangers tonight? Wow. Preds and the Canucks tied at 1 in Vancouver. The Ducks have added on against the Desert Dogs. 2-0 at the end of the first period. And the Devils and the Kings are finally underway. They're about 5 minutes in, first period at Staples. And everything's kind of status quo from the pregame there. -125 for the Kings, -102 for the Devs. We'll keep going through NFL week number 9 right now. Next hour, college football. Joe Lisi joins me. And we'll go through all the games. The Bills are in Jacksonville on Sunday. Biggest spread of the week, 14.5. Bills laying the heavy lumber at Jacksonville. And look, when the Bills have played bad teams this year, aside from last week against Miami, the Bills have laid the hammer down. And they even covered that. I mean, depending on when you got the line last week, they did technically cover it because it was 13.5 for a lot of the week. And they won by 14. So, or 15, I should say. They won by 50, 26-11, I believe, was the final of the Bill game last week. But even then, they still covered, even though they were very, very sloppy for the first 2.5 quarters. Jags, look, you know, they got whacked in Seattle last week. They're one of the two or three worst teams in the NFL this year. Wouldn't stun me if they really got bombed by the Bills. I mean, I think the Bills could win this by 24 to 28 points. They're that much better than Jacksonville. They're not going to be bothered going by on the road. In fact, half the place or more is going to be filled with Bills fans on Sunday in Jacksonville. The mafia travels south. They were loaded up in Nashville a couple Monday nights ago. Utah in the end zone, by the way. First drive of the game, bang, right down the field. Touchdown. I mean, not even 5 minutes in. Four minutes into the game, bang, Utah on the board. Well, let's see if Stanford's got the offense tonight. Some weeks they have it. Some weeks they don't. We're going to need it tonight, catching 11 against the Utes. So 14.5, no problems here with the Bills. They should make things happen against the Jags. The Browns and the Bengals, very big game in the AFC North. Interesting nugget, Kevin Stefanski, Browns head coach, second season. He's 0-7 against the spread against other AFC North teams. 0-7. Jeez. He's catching 2.5 in Cincinnati. Bengals coming off a very bad loss. And the Bengals bothered me, as we talked about earlier in the week. Finally buy into the Bengals, and they leave you at the altar. I thought, man, played well against the Packers at home, came up short in that overtime game, get a win on the road in Baltimore. Man, Bengals aren't the Bengals anymore. This is new team. Lose to the Jets. Sick. Now, the next test for the Bengals. Can they respond off of an ugly loss? Having a team coming into their building on Sunday that has had a lot of off-the-field drama this week with the Beckham stuff. And you could say, hey, the guys don't care. They all answer questions about Beckham all week. There was no questions about the Browns. I sat here listening to the press conferences from the Cleveland Brown players for the last 3 days. It was all about Beckham. It wasn't about Joe Burrow. It wasn't about Jamar Chase. Wasn't about anything. It wasn't about the Brown defense. I mean, the Bengal defense. It's not what it was about. It was about Beckham. All week long. Beckham, 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 Beckham. Now, Stefanski said, you know, win will galvanize us. We'll get rally the troops. Good luck. Hope your D shows up. Because the Bengals have got to be an upset unit after the way they lost to the Jets on Sunday. -2.5. We're going with the Bengals here. And I'm going with the over. A lot of points. Under in the Bill game, by the way. I know I was just thinking, I mean, I'm picking a lot of overs this weekend, which I'm usually pretty split with overs and unders. Just a couple of these games feel like the numbers are a little low. So that's why I like the overs. But under in that Bill, 48.5 with the Jags. I don't think the Jaguars are going to score a lot of points. Do like the over, 47. Browns and the Bengals as well. Falcons and the Saints in the Dome. Trevor Siemian is going to start for New Orleans. Now, Taysom Hill, of course, had concussion issues the last couple of weeks. I think that if Sean Payton had his way, he'd be starting Taysom Hill. Even if he's cleared to play, you know he's going to use him in his gadget role. But I think if he can get him in a full week of practice, he's going to start starting. You're eventually going to see Taysom Hill starting for the Saints. Sean Payton's been dying to get this guy in the mix. Just dying. Now, this week, Simeon's going to play. I've been down on the Saints all year. Did they impress me last week beating the Bucs at home? Yes, of course they did. It changed my mind a little bit about them? Yeah. But they have Trevor Siemian starting on Sunday. And I think that that's significant. The Falcons are not a very good football team. But Falcons and the Saints, usually when one's bad, one's good, both good, both doesn't matter. They play close games. They're division rivals. You're giving me 6 points with the better quarterback. Let's take it. Falcons +6 in New Orleans against the Saints. Might not win the game outright, but we'll take the 6 points. Another low total, too, 41.5. That's the Trevor Siemian effect. That I could see going under. This could be a 16-13 game. 2017 game. Take the points with the Falcons. At least that's where I'm going on Sunday. Raiders and the Giants at MetLife. You couldn't probably pay me to bet this game on Sunday. And here's why. The Raiders, as we know, had another very difficult week. You know, their wide receiver is basically going to go to jail, you know, for killing somebody in a car wreck, DUI. So they, Ruggs, who's not even their receiver, they released him, of course. So they've had the Ruggs thing going on all week. And what have they had to talk about all week? They had to talk about the Ruggs stuff. This is a lot different than a few weeks ago when Gruden got fired. This is a member of their team, gone. They're all obviously hurt for him and the family of the person who passed away. A very rough scene. This is like Giants or get out of the way for me. The Raiders are 1,000% a better football team than the Giants. 1,000%. And I don't care anymore about West Coast teams going to the East Coast. That garbage is over. In 2021, we've seen it now over 2 or 3 years. Go look at it. It doesn't matter anymore. West Coast teams come to 1 o'clock Eastern starts and they win on the East Coast. It happens all the time. So that used to matter in like the 80s and the 90s. They'd make a huge deal about that. It doesn't matter anymore. What matters to me is I don't know where the Raiders' heads are at. And that's why I'm getting out of the way of this one. Please. Up to 3.5. It was 3 most of the week. People are betting the Raiders. God bless you. Will they probably win the game? Yeah, I'm sure they will. I'm not going to be a part of it. That's for sure. Stanford now gets the ball. And nothing like a quick 3-and-out to spark the hopes of Stanford ticket holders. Nothing will get you fired up after allowing an opening drive touchdown than to go 3-and-out right afterwards. Good job, David Shaw. Frell on the bench. Carver High in for Scotty right here at Sports Grid Radio. We will come back. A couple more games in NFL Week 9. Next hour, Lisi with the college football. We keep rolling on the grid right after this. On the bench, Carver High in for Scotty on a pain-free Friday, taking you through all the action that is going on tonight. Utah already on the move, second drive of the game. They scored with ease in 4 minutes the first drive. Stanford with a quick 3-and-out. And now Utah already in Stanford territory. Not only are they already in Stanford territory, they're at the 10. This is not how you wanted to start this football game. Get the best number. You know, Stanford minus 11, getting 11. Get the best number. Yeah, you want to know when the best number was? Yesterday, Utah minus 7.5. That was the best number. They look like they are just going to absolutely steamroll Stanford tonight. I mean, we're halfway through the first quarter, and I'm like, we could just roll this ticket up and throw it away. Just absolutely finished. They got no shot. This game's over, baby. 7-0, and Utah's on the 5. This game's over already. They're going to pop this in, 14-0, first quarter. Stanford's offense is abysmal. The games that they've won this year, they've absolute rock fights. With USC and with Oregon, they're not built to come back down 14-0 halfway through the first quarter. Here comes Utah, you know, and they're in. Probably the easiest 2 touchdowns you'll ever see in your life. Utah scored on their first 2 drives of the game. Look out! From the bench, Carver High in for Scotty right here, Sports Grid Radio. You will come back. Hour number 2 on the grid right after this.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. from plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
What does VA mean to me?
A place for my daughter to call home. Thanks to the VA home loan.
A new lease on life. The best healthcare team I've ever had is here at VA.
And education and the opportunity to open doors I never thought possible with my GI Bill.
The financial support I need to manage the disabilities I develop because of my service.
Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.